And then I can recall just going back in time before leaving the primary school, as a 9-year-old, we'd be playing outside the post office, and around probably 1967, so I'm about 9 years old, there was a lady in the post office called Mrs. Cowles, Wynne Cowles she was called, and she was quite a fearsome character. And I can recall being mad on lorries, which kind of moulded my future life, that my auntie Peg and my mum would go and buy me a Matchbox toy. And it was Matchbox by Lesney, that's the name of the company. So they go and buy me a little lorry and you play with that. And I do remember Mrs. Cowles' husband, and this is when I wish I'd listened more as a kid, he was an ex-Royal Navy engineer and he served on battleships. And as a child, I can remember listening to tales from Mr. Cowles, him telling me how he was soaked in sweat and oil in the engine room of a Royal Navy ship, and thinking that those were his final days, and thought they were going to be sunk. And I remember listening to it, but I wish I'd listened more intently. And I do feel quite privileged that I have got the book, Board of Trade logbook, that details Mr. Cowles's service in the Navy, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So Mrs. Cowles had a bit of an influence on me as a kid. She would call me Fred. So, delicately placing this, Mrs. Cowles liked a drop of whiskey. So I'd be kicking around outside, she'd say, "Fred." "Yes, Mrs. Cowles." And she would ask me to go up to the Bishop John de Grandison, which was then called the Commercial, and it's now back called the Old Commercial, and she'd want a bottle of whiskey. So she'd give me, I can remember, like a pound note or a 10 bob note, and say, "Ask Dot for a bottle of whiskey." And I'd be given a basket with a piece of newspaper, because you shouldn't have 9-year-olds going to buy whiskey. And then Dot would come to the hatch with a fag, Dot being the landlady, with a fag hanging out her mouth. And that you'd press the button on the off license, nobody would come. You'd press it again, and he'd go, wait a minute, hang on a minute, we're busy." And then Dot would come with her fag and give you, "Is this for Mrs. Cowles?" "Yeah." She'd give me a bottle of whiskey, give me the change. "Don't let anybody see it. Keep that newspaper over the top of it." And you take it back to Mrs. Cowles. So Mrs. Cowles then, as this is as a 9-year-old, she'd say, "Fred." "Yes, Mrs. Cowles." "Do you want a double diamond?" And she'd give me a double diamond, and she'd make me a fry up. And I was 9 years old, so I thought, "Oh, I'll have some of that. I'll have some of that." I really would then deliberately be outside the post office, waiting for Mrs. Cowles to get me to go up to the pub, and that was my sort of introduction to double diamond and fry ups. But again, I was only 9 years old. So that basket trick, it carried on in later life, and again, as a kid, I never knew why. You'd have to go down to the chemist to see Mr. Stuart Bond. And my mum would say, "Give Mr. Bond this piece of paper." And when I went over to the grocer's shop, my mum used to say, "Oh, get 20 Consulate cigarettes and some bananas and a bottle of Camp coffee." But when I went down to the chemist, it was written down for me. So she'd give you a basket and a piece of newspaper, and I would hand Mr. Bond this mysterious piece of paper. As I'm stood there, I can remember the chemist shop was quite dark. There would be rows and rows of Heinz baby food. It was smell of Reitz Kotar soup and soap and Nivea cream. You'd have adverts, which nowadays would be frowned upon, of like 3 and 4 year old kids, girls, Miss Pears competition. It was like a beauty competition for kids. And Mr. Bond would give you this mysterious product that he would then place the newspaper over the top of. And as a kid, you didn't know that it was a box of Dr. White's for your mum. That's exactly what it was. So Mr. Bond, in my mind, as time has gone on, in my mind, he was like the village apothecary rather than the chemist.